Randy Boyle is an expert on cybersecurity and deception detection. After 9/11, he got a government grant to help the feds find liars online. And Boyle returned with some tips on how to tell when a person is lying in an email.
Their sentence length shortens. Their overall tone becomes a little more negative. And they tend to use levelers like everyone, nobody, anybody.
They might also use more emphatic language, words like immediately and urgent. It's far easier to tell if someone's fibbing if you can look at their face and body language. Boyle says fidgeting, blinking, hemming, and hawing could all be clues, along with widening pupils.
When people lie, their pupils dilate slightly. And if you can accurately measure pupil dilation, it's a very good indicator.
Of course, the best indicator is a polygraph test, believed to be 98% effective.
Your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure goes up, and you actually sweat just a small amount more, and it increases the conductivity of your skin.
But the test costs hundreds of dollars, and people might resent being hooked up as part of a job application. So Boyle is trying to come up with a questionnaire that will pinpoint attitudes shared by frequent and comfortable liars.
Do you think it's really bad and you'd never ever do it? Or would you lie, for example, to protect someone from harm?
He finds that most of us would lie to protect a loved one, and many of us actually enjoy lying in certain situations.
Santa Claus is an example of a pure deception. Tooth fairy, Easter bunny. People smile about it. They do it to their children, the people they love so much.
We have great respect for professional liars, the stars of stage and screen.
Their whole job is to deceive you to believe that they are someone else.
And we fully expect undercover cops and spies to lie. In fact, Boyle says he's challenged his students to see how long they could go without deceiving anyone. He himself gave it a try and lasted a week, during which he offended many people and concluded sometimes honesty is not the best policy. So far, he says his survey is able to accurately identify those most likely to lie 62% of the time. And yes, he has ways to catch those who are lying about their attitudes. He hopes to fine-tune the questionnaire so it can be used by prospective employers. I'm Sandy Houseman.